Hello, this is Brenda Brim-Kruko, and I'm going to be talking to you today about love, in which we have been talking about all week, and how it begins with us taking time with the Lord and just fellowshipping with Him. Having a devotional, of course, but then after your devotional, where you just wait on Him and He speaks to you and you speak to Him, and you might sing a song to Him or whatever is something special between you and Him, and develop that relationship. And out of that love relationship that you walk in, you will notice that He will manifest. You'll see Him, that His love working through you, manifesting itself more as you do this and as you develop this. And that's what happened to me in March. The Lord made real to me. I had a realization spiritually of John 17 about being one in Him. And I knew that the enemy was after the church to not understand this and to just quote these scriptures but not having the rhema of it. And how I knew it had to do with being bone of His bone and flesh of His flesh, and that when He prays, I pray. When Jesus prays, I pray. Because He loves, I love. Because He loves people, I love people. And all of these things, and it's made because the Holy Spirit, is the love of Christ, is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Spirit. And that love in us, flowing through us, working in us, causes all these things to happen. So yesterday we kind of talked about the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit, and then how these gifts are in full operation, how these gifts are to be in full operation for the total maturing of the body of Christ. Hallelujah. So I'm just reading from Concerning Spiritual Gifts by Donald G. And I'm not for sure if this book is still out, if you can get it or not, but if you can, it is so good. But he talks about how in every move of God, there was always these gifts of the operation of the Holy Spirit, the nine gifts of love from Christ to his church. And he talks about that John Wesley said, quote, "Because the love of many, almost all of Christians so-called, was cold. That was the real cause why the gifts of the Holy Spirit were no longer to be found in the Christian church." He's answering a question: did they cease? And it was because, and he said they did for a while, because the church's love had grown cold. So you can see how love, developing that love, how these gifts flow. It is a significant fact that in times of revival, all through church history, they have reappeared in some form or another. One word of caution should be given. It is a serious thing to accuse God of withdrawing these gifts if the real fact is the church lost them through lukewarmness. What is lukewarmness? That is not giving time to Him, loving Him, working in Him. It just develops a fire in you. And so I want to talk some more about a little bit about these gifts and the love. Working in love and how God has given these gifts for the completion, the complete restoration of the church. The church should constantly pray and be earnestly ambitious, therefore, that each gift may be found in active operation, and that the gifts should be jealously maintained in full exercise. No theoretical or doctrinal belief without active operation will suffice here. We must, as a body, have all the gifts. The manifestation of the Spirit can be quenched, on the other hand, if the impulses of the Holy Spirit are not yielded to. This should be our aim, to be, and this is Donald G., God and man in oneness blending, and not the driving of a slave by his master. So you see this oneness in Him, working in Him, operating in Him in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. You may say, you know what? My church does not believe in the gifts. We don't have any of that going on in our church. You may be thinking, you know, that sounds well and good and all and yes, yes, but we don't have it. You know what I say to you? I say there is a beautiful prayer that's in Ephesians 1, and you pray that. Of course, you have to be led by your spirit on where you go to church, and the Lord will show you that as you spend time with Him. What I see in all this is God's not putting it on them. He's putting it on us individually to develop our love in Him. And as we develop that love in Him, we'll know. He'll show us. As we develop our love for the Word in Him, as we develop our love language and waiting before Him and speaking to Him and Him speaking to us, there won't have so many questions anymore. We'll just know. But a beautiful prayer that kind of goes with these gifts is in Ephesians 1. So, here, let me kind of talk about that here. And so Ephesians 1, this is a prayer that my mom always talks about. But it was so interesting when I was studying about these gifts, how it just popped out to me that this prayer that Paul was praying for Ephesians, for the church at Ephesus, was about the full gifts in the operation. And so let me just talk about that a little bit here. So let's turn our Bibles in Ephesians if you're at home. And if you're not, we'll just go there. So Ephesians 1, and I start with verse 17. Well, let me just start with verse 15 or 16. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you. Let me start with verse 15. Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love and all the saints, you know, all the gifts of the Spirit operate by love. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom. He's talking to the church here. And revelation in the knowledge of you. So you see how as we became more and more intimate with Him, how these gifts are operating, and how as we become give ourselves more and more to Jesus and to Him, that the spirit of wisdom and revelation, that's what is, so you have the gifts here, you have the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Him. So you have the revelation what they call the revelation gifts, and they are the word of wisdom. Is that right? The word of wisdom, discerning of spirits, and knowledge. That the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, and what is the riches of the glorious inheritance of His saints. That the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. I see that as the prophetic gifts in operation. And prophecy and tongues and interpretation, which is prophecy in the working in the church, that their eyes are, you know, so much in our church when we have our church circles, we have the pastor and it's so good. But the pastor should be operating in these gifts. And as he develops in these gifts, if you're a pastor, I urge you to develop your love, being one in Christ, the prayer that Jesus prayed in John 17. Pray that more and more over yourself, and then pray these prayers over yourself, so that you can develop in this, and you can develop your sheep into these things as you develop yourself, and then you will, as you walk in this, you will be able to lead them as a good shepherd, So let's go to the eyes of your understanding, being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling and what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. I see this. Every prayer is individually and corporately. And it's like now there's no ending to it. It's yes for us individually, but it's also for our local churches. And then in a bigger plan, the local churches make the bigger church, the corporate church. So it's for the whole body. And so then we have, and what is the riches? This is verse 19. what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe according to the working of his mighty power. When he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand. These are the power gifts. These are the gifts of healing, workings of miracles. The gift of faith. These are the power gifts. Brother Paul is saying, I see your love. I see that you're operating in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And because you are operating in this love, because you are operating in this, this is my prayer for you, that this church at Ephesus is going to have the gifts in full operation. Full operation. That those power gifts, let's see here. What is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, which he wrought in Christ, the power which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and he seated him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above power, principality, power, might, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And he's put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body. See how he's bringing the body in here? The fullness of him that fills all in all. And then mom keeps going on about the authority, but you see the picture here, a beautiful prayer that we can pray for our own selves, but then pray it for your church, pray it for your pastor, pray it for your congregation. You don't have to say, we don't have the gifts, blah, 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 blah. You don't have to. That's not how we're supposed to operate here. We are operating from the heart of God, one in him. Jesus is our high priest. When he prays, we pray. And he has a beautiful prayer right here that we can pray for our pastor, that we can bring him forth and in fruits. And then as we keep up in that, we will begin to see things change. Brother Hagin said when he started praying that prayer for himself, he said, I started seeing things in the Bible I'd never seen before. And his wife said, I don't know what happened to you, but you're actually, I like to listen to you now. And so before I guess it was kind of boring, but you can't get in the Word and you can't put the Spirit in there without something happening. It's like, lighting a match with fire. I mean, something's going to happen. And that's what the Word and the Spirit do. As you get into that, it makes it real to you. And when you speak that, you speak it as one in Christ. And you pray that over your church, that those manifestations of His wisdom, of course we have wisdom, but the wisdom, the gifts of wisdom, the gift of knowledge, to know the power that raised Christ from the dead, operating in your church, operating through people operating, going forth, and then also those precious, and it starts with this, to know him. You see that number one, it said, that the Father may give the Spirit of wisdom and revelation, the knowledge of him. Thank you. God bless you. Our time is up. Amen.